This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Futurology Show. As usual, it's Brett Levy, and Brett 2 is bunking again. I am making notes of this, Brett. I got pictures of him somewhere in London or Europe or something on a houseboat. But what did make me feel better is he was wrapped up in plastic and looked quite miserable in the rain and brilliant weather that they have there. So you enjoy that, buddy. I actually think that as a good Scotsman, he's turning to the other side, and he was there for the Queen's 90th birthday. That's my gut feel. Brett, you're welcome to jump online or WhatsApp me and tell me I'm wrong. Yeah, anyway, God save the Queen, and I hope you have a wonderful time there. So, as always, app of the week. This week's a fun app. This is not a production app or anything that is going to make you better in the office. In fact, it's going to distract you more than anything else. It's called Masquerade, but it's spelt without its vowels, so it's M-S-Q-R-D. And it's very much like the face swap apps that you see, and the you can put funny cats and dogs and stuff on your face. What makes this one really, really cool, and there I go again, really, really cool. I'm sure Brett will call in now. By the way, if you want to call in, 0861555189, or hit us on Twitter at cliffcentral.com or Facebook or WeChat. So back to Masquerade. It uses more of an augmented reality type engine. So whatever you put on your face, it does in live and in motion. So you can actually move around while the image locks in. And I don't know if there's a paid version, but in it's a free app that I got. You can video record as well. So you can actually make cool little video snippets. My wife sent me a message asking me to pick up some bread on the way home. So I selected the zombie face. And I replied back going, do you want bread or brains? And I mean, eventually, like on your group chats, they're like, enough already. There was a Rasta, there was Jimmy Kimmel. You could actually do a face swap and you could put Jimmy Kimmel's face on your face. I must say that, that was quite scary. There was a little like very pedo looking moustache-y type thingy as well. But it's Masquerade, M-S-Q-R-D. So yeah, that was my app for the week. Staying with the apps and all these wonderful things, let's have a look at what's trending on Twitter at the moment and Facebook. And if I have to tell you, you are living under a rock. Game of Thrones started last night in the United States, or 3 o'clock this morning our time. I don't have any survival tips for you. I normally try and wait for the whole series to play, and then I watch it because I'm a binge watcher. But yeah, I think this season I'm not going to be able to do it because of the spoiler alerts. I mean, there's already been a gazillion spoiler alerts that are on at the moment. The only advice I can say to you is stay off social, and good luck with that one. I mean, it's impossible. In fact, if you can't stay off social, wake up at 3 a.m. I don't feel sorry for you. If you feel that you need to get up at that time, go for it. But I think winter has come, and it's going to be quite an exciting series that we're in for, because if I'm not mistaken, we're now ahead of the books. So all of this is into uncharted territory, which means that no one can jump and go, oh, yeah, I know, but he was going to do that. Well done, you read the book. What they did do for the launch of or the build-up, which I thought was incredible, is the opening sequence. You know the opening sequence, you see those models or building up of all the different areas. On Google, there's a 360 VR view, so you can actually go down into that city. You can control down and go and look at it from a bottom perspective. There was a link to that on digitalbuzzblog.com. Otherwise, just go to YouTube and Google it. But that was very, very cool. So enough with Game of Thrones, because I'm sure we're all going to be Game of Thrones out for the next couple of weeks. There will be divorces, there will be lawsuits, and there will be all kinds of things for the spoilers. I'm not going to do a moment or a minute of silence, because this is talk radio and that doesn't really work well. I think if I go silent, I'll have my producer in here going, you know, what is going on? But I do want to mention Prince, and I want to mention Prince from a digital point of view more than anything else. I mean, Twitter blew up ridiculously. In fact, I don't know if I have my numbers 100% right. But the term Prince and the hashtag Prince together was over 12.8 million tweets in that 24 hours. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that was double David Bowie. And it just gives you an idea about how iconic this guy really was. I also found quite an interesting picture that was posted, like a snapshot, for lack of a better view. In his 37 years of fame, he never had a sex scandal. He never had to settle out of court. He never had to have a ghostwriter. He never copied another artist's works. He played over 20 instruments and had a double diamond record. Purple Rain did 21 million copies. He had 19 platinum albums and 6 gold apples. Six gold albums. And he never called himself king. I mean, he called himself everything else, but he never called himself king. But I mean, just the fact that he was able to stay out of the limelight and keep his nose clean. Well, apparently 6 days before he died, his nose might not have been clean, but that's to be confirmed. Anyway, so today's show, I have two guests in the audience with me. I've got Mike and Nikki. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Good, good. Nice to have you. And they are from The Entertainer. Now, The Entertainer, I'll normally let people introduce themselves, which we'll get to now. But for those of you that don't know, it's an app and a service. I think, Mike, if you want to just pick up and kick off there, a little bit of an intro on it before we get into the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, 100%. So first of all, thank you for having us. So basically, The Entertainer was launched 15 years ago in Dubai. It's currently a book and an app. And what it is, the concept is very, very simple. It's buy one, get one free, no exclusion, 7 days a week. So in South Africa, we've got a Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban product. So to give you an idea, the Joburg product, we've got over 300 merchants, partners that are on the product. The product is split into different categories. So you have dining, attractions, leisure, beauty, health, spas. And the offers are, like I said, very simple. It's buy one, get one free. And our whole concept is driving consumers to try new merchants. Our whole motto is live more. So it's literally getting people to go out there and try new products, new places, new restaurants. And like I said, very simple. Buy one, get one free, no exclusions.
Cool. So I want to jump in there because I've been lucky enough to actually use The Entertainer. And I must say, you know, anyone that knows me, well, I'm sitting on a show called Futurology. So, you know, my whole world revolves around tech. You mentioned a book just now, and I was like trying to think what that is. I've seen them before. I kind of remember them, but I haven't seen one for a while. It's like I came across a map book in my father-in-law's car the other day. I thought that was quite cute. It was quite an updated one. It didn't have those little spirally things because those sucked. I mean, you know, you just like use the page. And that happened to me a couple of times. I mean, thank God for GPS. It was like I'm going to a meeting in X and I open the book and it tells you to go to page 32 and page 32 is not there. And of course, page 33 never was the same thing because it was that continuing journey for anyone that remembers that. I sidetracked myself off there on the topic of books, but I tell you what first came to mind for me on The Entertainer when I first came across it, which was only a few weeks ago. I remember guys walking around like literally door to door in the days when it was safe, when you could walk door to door and you wouldn't get shot for being outside ringing someone's bell at 7 o'clock at night. But they used to sell these, I'm going to call it coupons, and I'm sure people specifically in Johannesburg would remember they were like these long strips of these like really small, I'm holding my fingers up, and I mean this is radio, you can't see it, but they look like the width of a postage stamp. Don't ask me what a postage stamp is, but they were like really thin, like a couple of matchsticks, right? And it was always like under a topic. So let's say you'd have Spur and Wimpy, and I'm trying to think of the brands, and it would be like buy a burger and get a free chips, or buy a steak and get a free salad, I don't know. And they did really well. I mean, I know my folks bought some. I don't think I ever bought any. I don't think I was ever in that stage of life. I mean, when I was like looking for stuff, I was a student and I went home to eat. But I remember my parents buying. I definitely remember my wife's parents buying. And I remember going out to restaurants and you'd have that awkward moment. Now, you got to picture a pimply teenage boy sitting there whiffing his hair to the side because, like, very emo, you know, it was very cool. And then your dad produces what looks like gone through the wash three times with this little stick of a voucher that goes, you know, before you order, you have to tell the server, I'm ordering a burger and I get my chips free. Okay, so, like, that's like the one thing that drums into the buy one, get. But you point out as well, it's buy one for one, which we'll get to now. But the thing that really used to be buggy was you had this whole long list of these things, And you wanted the free chicken wings, but the free chicken wings were like 13 little sticker thingies up on the list. So you had to pull 12 off. Now, where the hell did these things go? So now Sunday afternoon, family's ready, going to lunch, and it's like, where are those freaking vouchers that I tore the other day? And I'm like, well, they're so freaking small. That probably was part of the design, is that they, you tore them off and you lost them. But you would always look at these books at like the end of 2 weeks, or the guys that would sell them would come around. I mean, of course, there was no social email or WhatsApp or business intelligence that was telling you where you were and how you were checking in. And that's something I definitely want to discuss with your app as well. But you know, the guy would always, like, he knew he got a hit. I'm sure they had like stuck stuff outside your house to say, come back to this house, this Uam bought for me. But the guy would come back in like, I don't know, 2 months or whatever it was, because there was expirations on these things. They lasted for like 3 months. And he'd come back to sell you more. And the response was, no, because I'm still sitting here with 70% of these things are things that I can't use. Or, I mean, I'm Jewish. Don't tell me I'm going to get a thing of pork ribs next time I go to Mark's Kitchen. What the hell am I going to do with those? So there was no real customer choice. It was like that, here it is. This is what, look, let's be honest, they were good value. I mean, you paid like X rand and you got X rand more and so on and so forth. But now we've evolved, thankfully. We have smartphones. We have customer needs. So you were saying you've got a book and you've got an app. Take us through why I would choose which one, or do I get both, or how does it work?
So basically, you've touched on some very good points there.
Good. Well, that's what I hope to. I mean,
I had about 10 answers in my head while you were talking.
45 minutes of silence. No, you go. No, you go.
So basically, you know, we were originally a publishing company. So the book was our original product that we used. And thank goodness we've evolved with times.
You've got a book here. It looks like a weapon. Actually, let me see this thing.
It is a weapon, eh?
Yo, I'm holding this.
So to give you an idea, this book has got 1,560 offers in it. You know, that's part reason why, you know, we're moving digital, a part of a million reasons. One of them obviously being, you know, the printing costs and the paper involved. And I mean, the book's getting bigger and bigger. It's massive. I mean, you don't want to be seen going out to the public with a book in your hand.
I feel like a Jehovah Witness walking down the road with something like that. They go like, hold on, here he goes.
All right, I'd open the door for you. Don't worry.
Oh, there we go.
So basically, yeah, so we've transformed into a digital product now, which is where, you know, our main focus is. And there are obviously loads of benefits to having the app compared to the book. You know, the book, you have to carry with you. You have to have the voucher or the offer with you. With the app, you have it on you all the time. So the offers are in your pocket, on your phone. It's on the one device that you will never in your life leave at home. You know, and if you do, you feel completely lost.
I agree with that 100%.
I can imagine. And yeah, so the offers, everything's on your phone. The nice thing with the app is it's geolocated. So once you open the Entertainer app, it tells you automatically what's closest to you. You know, you choose your category. If you choose dining and food and drinks, you know, it tells you whatever restaurants are closest to you. You've got a map option where you can click on it, opens up your location and everything around you that's on the Entertainer. You know, so the app has really changed the way we do things. And you know, it's also we're launching, you know, something called gamification, you know, where you can earn currency. You know, these are all different things we're working on. The nice thing with the app is it's evolving so much all the time. You know, there's so many initiatives that we're working on that's coming in the future. You know, it's just really exciting, you know, all the stuff that's going to be happening.
I want to cut you off there on the gamification, the loyalty, because that's actually one of the points that I wrote down in my research. And said I've used it. Let's be honest, okay? You don't need to reward me. You're already rewarding me on the basis that I'm getting a good deal. And I think it's time to sidetrack. And for those of you that know me, look, a squirrel. I can see Brett's now laughing if you heard that when he listens on podcast. But the thing for me is, I actually went out. I'm not gonna mention the name of the restaurant. If I do, they're gonna have to pay me, so I'm not gonna mention it, okay? But I went out. This was the first time I used the Entertainer. So I kind of have these memories like we just discussed. I'm going to sit there and go, I've got an app. I need some discount, please. But I was sitting there and I'd gone out with a mate. We'd gone out for a couple of beers and a steak and we thought, let's give this a whirl because I wanted to see how this worked. And we were sitting there and the table behind me was a group of ladies and they were so cute. They were like these 50-something, 60-something-year-old ladies, I don't know, let's say a Thursday night bridge evening and then going for a chai. You know, you can picture the scene, right? And the bill arrives and they like all, okay, I've got the Entertainer app. So now my ears peak because I haven't even mentioned my app yet. My mate knows I've got it. I've told him the reason we're going out for supper, I'm going to pick up the check because I'm going to be here and I'm going to use my app. Okay, that was a discussion setting up this meal. So now, of course, now I'm listening, and me being me, I'm quite nosy as well. So I hear them going through and they go, yes, but you, Doris, can come on Percy's app and Faye can come on Mabel's app. And they got this whole thing sorted, right? They're like negotiating because there's going to be some cash that's going to get thrown into the table. And I'm watching this because I'm like, I'm quite intrigued because it's an odd number. Okay, so now I want to see how they're going to solve the odd number. Well, I'm very pleased to say that they were all great old biddies, and they actually covered her bill equally. So they took the total bill. They worked out that for six of the seven ladies, they were covered for three meals. They took the balance and they split it. So I asked, I said, well, you know, how long have you had the app, or, you know, and they actually referred to the book. They said that they'd started off with the book, and now they've evolved into the app. And it's wonderful, and they've got, so I mean, kudos to you guys. Yeah, they were, and this is the thing, one of the questions I want to ask you is that the book makes sense for the analog world, which unfortunately we have a habit of painting older people, okay? It's not the case. I mean, these ladies were older, they were Ubering it there that night, they were using the entertainer to settle a bill. I mean, they had to use their phone for a calculator to work out as well. And I kibitzed on that one as well because they got the number wrong. I said, hold on a second, you're leaving her out now. And they're, oh, you're right. And I thought maybe the waiter was going to get shafted. But, you know, here I am in a random restaurant trying out an app, and there's a table of people using it, smiling, happy, boom. So now I plucked up the courage because now my waiter's come to take the drinks. I said, do I need to tell you that I've got the entertainer app before? And they said, no, you just order. And the rules are very clear. The rules say, buy one, get one free. And I think there was a value discrepancy so that the cheaper one is free, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yeah.
But they weren't, as you said at the start of the show, it wasn't like you have to order from El Clasico menu. Or it was buy one, get one free.
100%.
And that, I think, is so important because as South Africans, when you start talking deals, it's like, where's the catch? You switch off within 3 seconds of the pitch and you go, where's the catch? Okay. So take us through these mechanics of this buy one, get one free, of the, you know, how this actually works. How does it make sense for all and sundry, both the merchant who's giving away the meal, and let's be honest, some of the places you've got are really high end. It's not like Pop's Fish and Chips down the corner. I mean, he might be there, but there were some high ends on there as well.
So basically, you know, when we include the merchants or get the merchants on board, you know, we really focus on your top high-end merchants. We also, obviously, we sell our product, so it's an annual product. So we sell it for $4.95. So we're really targeting, you know, a high LSM consumer. We're targeting a consumer that's going to go out and get a meal and have some wine. And so from the merchant point of view, they absolutely love it because we really bring them, you know, really, you know, outgoing social people that want to explore new places. And the whole concept behind the product is driving new people to try new restaurants. And we incentivize them with a buy one, get one free to try a new place. So that's how we get new people to come to the merchant. So that's why they absolutely love us. And from a consumer's point of view, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, who does not love a buy one, get one free offer? And I mean, especially in this day and age, you know, it's a great incentive to go and try new places, you know, and you buy one, get one free, the cheaper meal of the two is the one that'll come off your bill, and then you can still have drinks. You know, you got some extra money you can spend on a nice bottle of wine. You know, so it's a really win-win for both people. And also exactly what you said. You know, the great thing about the entertainer is you do not have to pre-book or phone and make a booking. You literally go and have your lunch or have your dinner. Once the meal is complete or once you're finished, you can say, "I have an entertainer app," and they bring you your bill.
Cool. I just want to unpack some of the points you made there. Now, I'm speaking from a consumer point of view, okay? You hit the nail on the head. Times are hard. We're all looking to save. But in the upper LSMs, the guys that are still going out and eating and, you know, going to spas, I noticed there were spa apps in there as well. There was hotels. I actually want to come back to the hotel ones because that was really cool. And I just want to understand the mechanics of how that would work. But there's two things that jump at me, and again, I'm wearing a South African consumer hat. I'm not wearing an American or European hat. It's $495, $500, okay, to get the book or the app or both, whatever it is. Is that a barrier to entry? And that wasn't the question. It's a double-barreled question because I mean, nothing I do is simple. So, if I get a free app, I'm talking about normal apps, okay. And there's in-app advertising, that's how those people make their money. Obviously, this is a business in the sense that you make your money from selling the app. There might be a percentage that goes behind the scenes, that's fine. But the point that I'm trying to make is, you hit the nail on the head just now, Mike. You said, you're trying to encourage people to go to new places. Now, I went to this place that I'm talking about purely because of the app. So what I did is I opened the app. I phoned my mate. He lives in Bedford View. I live in Four Ways. We decided the common place was like the Melrose, Ethel, Ilovo-ish area. So I went to the app. I typed in the area. It worked perfectly. I mean, it really is a slick app. Okay. It gave me a list of all the places in that area that I'd put, and it actually gave me the kilometers. I mean, I'm telling you this and you know, but it showed me here's the kilometers, this one, this. So I chose a place. I chose a place based on the fact that it was a buy one, get one free main course, not just a starter or whatever, and we decided to go there. Okay. So you tick the boxes. I went to a place that I hadn't been to before. I had a great experience. I advocate the app. There were other people there using the app. We're sitting on air talking about the app, right? And for people that know me, they know I only do things on the show when I've used it myself. It's not something that I just like talk about for shits and giggles. But, okay, the 500 Rand to pay. Now, 500 Rand is not a lot of money, and it's also a ton of money. It depends on what context we're talking about. For me to spend 5,000 Rand on an Apple Watch, psh, no problem. 500 Rand app, yo, got to think about it. How do you guys get around that?
So basically, you know, this is the great thing. So I'll give you an idea. The total value of the Joburg product is over 1.2 million Rand. So that's the amount of offers that are in the product. And in the product, we have offers called one-time buys. So I'll give you an example of that.
Okay.
So if you go to Spa and Beauty and you have, say, 30 spas in there, so generally when you go to a spa and you go for a massage, it's going to cost you, say, 500 Rand. I'm talking on average here. So you'll pay 500 Rand. So now you go with your missus or you go with your friend and you go and you buy one massage, get one free. So in one offer, you have saved 500 Rand. That is the total cost of your product saved in one offer. You still have 1,559 offers left. You know, it's, so this is where the value comes in. It is, and you know, exactly like you said earlier, as well, where people in South Africa, they always go, you know, what's the catch?
Yeah.
And you know, this is the great thing about the product. There is no catch. It is unbelievable value. It's great for both the merchants and the consumers. And exactly as you said, you know, we bring new people to try new restaurants. I mean, so many people go to restaurants that would never have gone if they're not in the entertainer. It's becoming a real lifestyle, you know, and that's what we aim to do. You know, once again, back to the book and the app, you know, when you get these influential people, you know, the cool people, or you know, people like us, you know.
Oh, Mike, you're so kind.
I know. Huh? Thanks. Huh? You know, I wouldn't go and use a paper voucher. That's just who I am. So you know, sure. Now we've developed the app, and the app, it's, you know, it's really cool and it's funky and it's, you know, so it's become really trendy and cool to use it. You know, so it's gone are the days of, you know, I don't want to be seen using an app or discount. It's really become a lifestyle, and it's just all about experiencing new places.
Cool, Nikki. We need to hear you as well. I mean, we see you've dressed for radio, which I might say the guys are sitting here dressed to the nines. I'm sitting in a t-shirt, but and we'll see the picture later on. You know, in your experiences, I mean, if you talk to your friends, and then, I mean, let's be honest, we all do business with people we know and friends and so on. Has that been a barrier to entry? I keep harping on this 500 bucks, and it's important, because is there a free app? Is there an app that you can try, going to the skepticism of South Africans?
Okay, so how the trial works is you can download the app for free. And basically, you get access to one offer in the food and drinks category that you can redeem. So without purchasing the product, you can try it, you can see that it works, and basically see how much you're eventually going to love the product. I think that the thing, like you say, with South Africans is them understanding, oh, 500 bucks, like that's quite a bit of money. But if you work out, it's basically 2.5 meals when you go out.
Sure. Look, but the problem is the three of us aren't sitting there at that point of purchase, you know, and that's what I'm getting to, is that, so the fact that there's the free app that lets you try, boom, sold, okay, it's like the Uber model and all these other new, I know you guys have been around for a while, but I mean, the app space, it's new,
yeah,
okay,
right.
And when you get an app that you like, that you use, you'd be happy to pay for it. So I think that's awesome. So guys, you need to actually just go and download it. I mean, we're not even trying to take any money from you now, and I promise you it works. As you said, the restaurant that I went to, incidentally, the bill, okay, there were drinks as well. That's not 2-for-1, unfortunately, but the bill was way over 800 Rand for two of us. Okay, and yeah, you can work out. There were drinks. Like,
yeah,
I said,
we got a few drinks.
There were drinks. But the entree, the main course, was probably 220, 240 Rand, if memory serves me correct. So already there, just once, if I never use the app again, I haven't lost. And if I didn't know that, you know, on the free app as well, that you actually get one choice as well. So the fact that the free app is there, there really is no risk. And I think that's the message that's got to come through, because we are embracing online. We are starting to trust. And I'm doing inverted commas in the air while we're speaking, because let's be honest, it's hard for a South African to trust. Okay, we got Nigerians just up the road. I mean, it's very hard for us to trust. In fact, we got them down the road, left, right, all over the place. But the point is that, you know, it's if you can try something before you buy it. I mean, I use Skype as an example. If Skype turned around to me now and they said they're charging me $5 a month to start to continue using Skype, take my money. It works. I've used it. I've communicated all over the world from wherever I am. It's worth every cent. So the fact that you know that you have got the ability to try. I need to go a quick ad break, and then we'll come back to some other questions.
This is Cliff Central.
One night of insomnia, plus, multiplied by, plus, multiplied by, plus,
wrong number.
Plus, multiplied by, divided by, plus,
Janet.
To the power of your name is actually Alice, equals the irritation of just one single mosquito buzzing around your head. Fortunately, you plus peaceful sleep room spray equals death to that irritation.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Right, we are back on the Futurology Show, and I have Mike and Nikki here with me from The Entertainer. Please remember, you want to give us a call, 0861-555-189. Hit us on Twitter, Facebook, WeChat. No, Mom, you can't send me a WhatsApp. I'm not looking at it now. So, we were talking about the value proposition, and I think we've climbed the hurdle in the fact that you can actually you can try before you buy, and I think that was always the big seller in South African marketing terms. You mentioned earlier, Mike, or Nikki, and well, Nikki's only spoke once. We need to get her.
Yeah, I'm hogging the mic. Yeah, I'll give you a chance.
But you guys collectively mentioned earlier that you've got the Joburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, Durban models. Do you need to pay more for those apps or those vouchers as well, or is it? Do I buy an app and I get all of it?
No. So each market functions
I'm tired of women saying no to me. You know, it's all that app is no, no.
No, but I haven't asked yet. No, unfortunately not. So each market is a different product. So basically it's 495 Rand for either Joburg, Durban or Cape Town. But all of our products nationally come with a MoSA supplement, which is a travel book, basically a whole book on its own that encourages you to explore more of South Africa.
Okay, let's continue that before I come back to my question then on the region. So you got more South Africa, more SA. It's a book, is it not, on the app as well?
It is on the app as well. It's one of the colourful buttons that you see.
Nikki, we don't do books. Yeah,
we don't do books.
We tech. There we go. All right. So elaborate on more SA, and then that might actually answer the question that I was going to ask.
So it's really exciting because what it allows you to explore outlying areas. So for example, down the Garden Route, you have loads of wineries and hotels that you can stay at. In the Eastern Cape, you can go to the Tsitsikamma Forest, and then your hotel's there. You can do canopy tours. There's stuff in the Drakensberg. In Bella Bella, you can go swim with the elephants. And so it's really exciting things that us as South Africans don't necessarily explore, and we leave it to the tourists. But it's such beautiful things in our country that we should explore, that in Joburg, when you don't have something to do on the weekend, look in Morris Bay, find something that's a couple of kilometers further than William Nicol, and just explore more of our country.
It's so funny you say that, more than William Nicol. I mean, my wife and I have that chat all the time. My in-laws live in Norwood, and we live in Four Ways, which is about 20 k's away, for those that don't know the area. And it's like, you know, we don't need to go that side of the highway. We've got everything that we could possibly want over here. So here's my bugbear, okay? I said I wasn't going to moan. I've done all my moaning, but it's not a moan. It's a question. I travel a lot. Tomorrow I'm traveling. I'm going down to Durban, not on holiday. I'm going to have some business meetings and so on and so forth. The whole nice thing about the Entertainer app or the Entertainer service, let's rather call it that way because there's more to it from the lifestyle side and the reward that's coming as well, is You're encouraging us to try. Now, let's stay with Durban, and before anyone has a moan at me, I am a Durbanite. I'm born and raised, I did my schooling there, so I'm entitled to moan about you people down there. So, I'm going to moan. They are the most fickle people that I know. Anything more than 10 kilometers is a schlep. I mean, you want me to drive where? Are you insane? Restaurants come and go, not because the food is cuck, it's because the people just, like little bunny lemming packs, move around. Maybe it's the same business or restaurateur that's opening up somewhere else and catching the flow. I don't know. But the point is that there's an incredible amount of change. So I might go down to Durban, or let's go Cape Town, wherever. I go somewhere where I don't know, or I don't frequent that often. I remember there was a cool restaurant at whatever road, and that no one knows. Can your app solve the names of roads? Because hell, these towns are quite something. but I want to find a restaurant. I want to go and have a meal. I want to take my client for a meal. Now I'm paying for it because it's my client, which means I'd like to save money. Now you're saying I can't because I don't have the Durban app. But I'm not going to buy the Durban app if I'm only going to go to Durban once a year. So, you know, is there like a multi-city app coming soon, or how do we get around that?
Unfortunately, there isn't a multi-city app. There are still, unfortunately, separate products. But just touching again on what we said, you know, if you had to go to Durban, if you had to spend 2-3 nights in Durban and you actually had to get the app for 2-3 nights and you had have to go and you went out for dinner every night or went out for lunch every day, you would already make your money back. So just touching on the value of the product, because it's such a high value product and at the price point, we've kept it as three different products, you know, because you could say again, otherwise we could sell the product for 3,000 Rand, but you know, someone would only use a little bit of Cape Town, a little bit and majority Joburg. So it's difficult to kind of find that, you know, that perfect happiness where we'll have three different products, three products in one. But yeah, so it's three separate products. Unfortunately, we do have travel. Which is part of our program, part of our app. So we have hotels worldwide, and as well as More SA. So for instance, if you had to buy the Cape Town product, More SA would be in all the products.
Okay.
All right. So if you purchase the Cape Town app, you will have access to More SA, and More SA will give you offers in Durban for accommodation. There's some dining restaurants in there, everything in the outlying areas. So it's basically weekends away. That's what the More SA was. Originally, the product came with Hotels Worldwide, which is our global travel product. But you know, South Africans needed something more local, so we decided to keep the global travel product in the app, which you still have access to. So you can go. There's over 300 hotels worldwide, which is buy one night, get one night free accommodation. It's only 4 and 5 star hotels. More SA is also some hotels, but it's also your bed and breakfast and that kind of vibe, your lodges. So with More SA, you will have access in each product to Durban, Joburg, and Cape Town. But the main product itself, it is a separate product.
Okay, so we mentioned travel just now, and I said, yeah, I want to come back to that. Am I correct in understanding? Let's say I want to go to a hotel in Dubai. Okay. Would I get those deals using my Joburg app? So that's part of this package. So, I mean, because let's be honest, you don't go to a hotel in your local.
Yeah.
Well, unless you've been doing something wrong and you need somewhere to stay for the night. That wasn't a confession. I'm just making a statement. But, you know, so does that apply? So if I wanted to go to Dubai, okay, I know you guys, I think, started in Dubai. Your head office is in Dubai. So I'm assuming there are hotel deals in Dubai. Would I be able to use that from my app?
Yeah, 100%. So I'll give you an example. I've actually just opened the app now. So for instance, if you will have access to hotels worldwide with your, say you have a Joburg product. All right. So you'll open it up. If you had to go to, we'll go to the Hyatt Hotel in UAE. We'll look at the savings. So, yeah, so 2,248 Rand will be your total savings for one night in that hotel. So the great thing is if you had to spend 500 Rand on buying the Joburg product and you use one hotel voucher,
boom,
there's 2,248 Rand saved in one voucher. So first of all, yes, you will have access to book hotels globally. And the second question is, I mean, that's an incredible saving right there.
Yeah, no, that is good.
I think it's also important to note that it's not just the countries we in that we have hotels in. So for South Africans, just places near us, we have Mauritius and Maldives. We got Seychelles on board.
Zanzibar.
So it's not always Botswana's in here. It's not always about traveling. You know, when we say worldwide, we don't mean it's not always to Asia or Europe. You can actually go to places that are fairly close to us and get buy one, get one free.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing. You know, as a family man, When I book hotels, I've got to consider the fact that it's, you know, if the kids can stay free, that's a win, or so on and so forth. And, you know, generally families would go away for a week. I mean, that seems to be kind of the norm. You know, you go 7 nights or whatever it is. So if I found a hotel within this app or within the book or which, you know, whichever vehicle I use to get there, effectively, I'm going to be paying for 4 nights. Well, I'm going to pay for 3 and stay for 3 or whatever it might be. That's huge. Yeah, I mean, that really is big.
So how the travel product actually works is there are certain hotel offers that have, you know, buy one night, get 1 night free, 20% off every additional night.
Okay.
Or there'll be 1 night, 2 nights, 2 nights, 3 nights, 3 nights.
Okay, so there is a choice there. Okay, now it's important to clarify because I only know it as 1-1.
Yeah,
and that was so nice. They weren't giving me chips with my steak. You know, I'm going to get there. You joke. It's only the last 5 or 6 years that you actually have to pay for chips with your steak. Yeah. You think of
I'll tell you a funny story. I travel to Dubai at least once a month, and I went to one of the restaurants. I'm not going to name the name, but it's a very, very nice restaurant. And I ordered a 300-gram ribeye steak. And obviously, first of all, it came with nothing. It was the steak on my plate. And it cost me 1,700 rand.
Shit.
They are actually on the insane, which is great. But
well, you could have eaten two steaks.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, 1,700 rand for one steak. I mean, that's incredible.
It's madness. But I mean, you know, this is actually the reason why for South Africans something like this makes even more sense, because we do convert. Let's be honest. No one goes overseas and goes, "Oh, it's only 20 quid. I'll drink 10." It's not. I mean, I was recently on a cruise. You know, you have to think really long and hard about buying that beer at $9 a beer.
No, 100%. If you're taking your currency, you have to convert.
100%. But I mean, yeah, I don't think I ate at the same restaurants that you did when I was in Dubai, 17. And for ribeye, it's a cuck steak as well.
But you know what? I must, to their defense, they brought a suitcase of knives and I could choose my own steak knife. I thought I could keep it, but I couldn't.
Yo, they don't want you walking around.
I was walking out with a plate, with a knife, everything.
We just armed another South African. There we go. So you touched on loyalty or rewards. I'm not sure which word you used earlier. And I actually said, well, the reward is enough. I buy one and get one free. What is the thinking there? Because I haven't seen that on my app. Are you saying like it's a frequency that if I keep going to the same place, or how does that work?
So we're going to be launching a couple of things. Some of the things I can't really talk about just yet, but basically we're going to be rewarding customers to use our product, and the more they we will entice them to share on social. The more they do that, they will earn certain rewards, and with these rewards they can purchase, say for instance they've used their 3 offers for their favorite restaurant, they can purchase another offer for that restaurant during the year. You know, so as they go during the year, there'll be certain criteria they have to meet. Very simple, easy things that'll, you know, just like I said, it'll be like sharing on social, your savings on the evening, and then you get rewards. And with that, you can donate to charities, you can purchase more offers, all that kind of stuff.
I think that's fantastic. excuse me, I was hoping you're also going to look at a bartering system. I'll tell you why I say that. I have quite a fussy palate, and so does my 10-year-old. So you can imagine the places that we would go to. I've got to cater for all and sundry. But one of the things that is on the entertainer, and I will name because every parent out there knows about it, is Bounce. You know, the trampoline parks. And let's be honest, whether you're an adult or a kid, it's awesome. I mean, it is fun. You go and throw yourself around and boing, 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 and you come off and you've had quite the workout. But there is only 3 vouchers. Now, if you've got kids, you know you'll know this, that when you take a kid out for the day, you land up picking up the check. It just seems to be that way.
Yeah, they always lose their wallet somehow.
Yeah, but I mean, no, it's not even the kids that are at fault. It's the parents. Yeah, he has so and so. What time should I fetch him? Yeah, and how's about a couple $100 to feed him as well? You know, I remember that. I mean, when I went to go and stay at a friend's house, or whatever, my mom would send me with 10 rand or whatever it was back then. You know, not anymore. It's like, okay, we'll come fetch him at whatever. Thanks. And of course, now you've got to look after this little munchkin. You've got to do something. Now, Bounce is awesome for 2 reasons. 1 hour of not having to actually look at them because they're somewhere. And when they come off, they are so freaking tired. They just want to chill, which means I can continue chilling, especially if it's like a daddy's day and daddy's looking after, you know, the little ones. But there is only 3 vouchers. So now, there again, just in that defense, I think it's about $140 for the hour. So already there, okay, it's 420 rand. All right, so bang, it's paid for it. 1 meal somewhere, the 3 vouchers, I mean, I've used mine, they're gone. But I didn't have to pay for that other kit. So I've actually saved double because I've saved on that and it's been a reason to go there. But I'd like to be in a position where I could trade off my vouchers. So you were saying like in a loyalty environment or reward, I can get to choose an additional.
Yeah, so there's actually two parts to this. So that's something that's in the very near future. And then we've got another option on our app called Ping. And what Ping is you ping an offer to somebody else. So say, for instance, you download the app, you download the free app, right? You have access to one offer. I have another restaurant offer I want you to try. I go onto my app, I select Ping the offer, and I put in your email address, and it pops up on your app immediately, and then I've sent you an offer.
Ah, so we can trade off.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, okay, so. I think I did see that, but I also thought to myself, screw that, I'm not giving my shit away. but you're right. I mean, there's certain cuisines that I don't eat, or spas that I'm not going to frequent, or even hotels or whatever it might be. So I could actually trade then as well. I could say to my mates, I mean, I've got friends that don't have kids, who don't need to go to family-friendly environments. I could say to them, well, yeah, you take the fine dining app, so all I do is ping it to them, and they ping me back, and before we know it, we're all pinged.
100%. And know what? Something else you can actually do is if your wife wants to go out with her girlfriends, she can download the app on her phone and log in with your login details.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I saw that. It said I could go up to about 10 devices or 10. Yeah, it was 10.
10 devices.
Okay. Take me through that journey, because what I did is I downloaded the app on her, I asked her to download it, but she obviously created an account using her name and her password. I mean, yeah, her name, her password, but she hasn't registered the app. Now, it doesn't work because she hasn't got my code. Does she actually have to download and register with my name and my password?
Yeah, so what she would have to do now is she would have to log out, and then she logs in with your email address and password, and she will have access to your app.
Okay,
and you can
cool.
both use it at the same time. So if she wants to go out with a girl, she can have access to it, and then you have access to your app when you have it as well.
All right, now I think for the listeners, that's something I want to continue discussing, because to me, that was the kicker. And I'm going to use a retail card as an example. I've been to, in fact, now, I went to Woolworths and I bought something. And the question is, do you have a Woolworths card? And I go, no, my wife's got one. You know, I go to Dis-Chem. Do you have a Dis-Chem card? No, my wife's got one. And that's just the thing. As men, probably more so than women. I know that sounds sexist, Nikki, I apologize. But it's true. Men don't carry these freaking cards. We don't. You know, I go to Pick and Pay and it's so cliche. It's like, have you got a Smart Shopper card? No, I'm smart enough. You know, but the point is that I'm not smart enough because I'm not getting whatever I should be getting, okay? And I'm still the idiot that pays for the credit card bill at the end of the month, and I could have saved money. By allowing up to 10 people on the same device, let's take an average family of 4 people, husband, wife, 2 kids, and let's make those kids into their 18s or 20s or young adults, okay? You can put that up. You've paid $500, okay? That's 125 rand a head if you actually divide it by 4. And everyone can use the same. Now, granted, there is only 3 bounce vouchers. So once they're gone, they're gone. That's cool. But the bottom line is that, in fact, don't take a family. Let's take students, okay? People living in digs that are trying to find that last dollar, you know, that rand. They're going, well, I can have a beer tonight. I can eat. Who needs to eat? The point is that they could collectively buy the app, and then not only go out together and enjoy it, but they could actually go out with their significant others using the same app. You don't mind the sharing. You know, normally it's like locked into a person.
Yeah.
That's got a value.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that one of the major reasons for that is because people always said, well, we can share the book. So we can tear the voucher out of our book and give it to someone else. So it's also another reason that we want people to try the app. We're saying it's not only can you tear the voucher out of your book, but you can share it with people or ping it to people, and it's still a way for them to share basically the app and the experience.
Yeah. So just to give you like on the book and the app, last year we were about 50% book, 50% app usage. And this year we're at 80% app. And it just shows you how people are trying to use, you know, they're trialing the app, they're understanding and seeing the benefits to it, and majority of people are moving over to the app now, which is incredible. It's exactly where we want to go, you know. And
makes sense.
Yeah, it's really, really great.
Do you find are you allowed to share the number of users, whether it's book or app? I mean, you've given us the percentiles in South Africa. I mean, is that something you're comfortable in a region?
Yeah, well, you know, our business is structured in two different ways. We have our normal entertainer users, and we have our corporate side, which is Connect, which, to give you an idea, is, for instance, we'll approach a corporate company as a reward to their top clients, and we will custom make an app for them. or they will purchase X amount of products from us, and that will go as a reward to their loyal customers or their top earners or their biggest account holders or their private clients. So we have a couple of corporates. So it's difficult for us to say exactly, you know, where we stand in terms of users. You know, maybe in the Joburg region, we would be between 6 and 10,000 plus, you know, and
it's still not bad. I mean, this is still fairly new. It's not, again, in South Africa. I mean, it's not new worldwide, but.
No, 100%. I mean, we've only had the app. This is our third year, coming to our third year of the app, you know, so it's still very new for us as well. And just, you know, how it's taken off and how the people are loving and enjoying it and using it for the first time and understanding the benefits. I mean, just to touch on another benefit for the app, with the app being live and digital, as we sign new merchants during the year, they get added onto the app, you know. So there's a whole nother benefit. So
I'm nodding and Nikki's nodding as well, because I wanted to ask you about that. Once I'm sitting here with this big paperweight on my table, you know, when it updates, I don't get the benefit of the update.
No, 100%.
Is there a difference in price?
No. No,
okay.
Not at all.
So why would people go for the book? I mean, what are you seeing in your research?
You know, some people are just set in their ways, you know, and, you know, I'll give you an example. So when we launched Cape Town products, there was a short period of time where we were out of stock of the Cape Town product. It was still arriving, our second batch from Dubai, because when we launched, it went absolutely crazy. So we ran out for about 3-4 weeks. And in those 3-4 weeks, we were converting people to the app because we're not running out of the app, you know. So you touched early on saying with the older generation, but you know, there are certain ways, people that are just set in their ways. And after we convinced people to buy the app, you know, saying to telling them all the benefits, you know, they absolutely loved it. And that's how we're just converting people to the app, is to try it. And what we did last year is, when you purchased the book, you had to register on with the app to get your travel vouchers,
okay,
or your travel offers.
So you're actually migrating people anyway, so they don't really lose out.
Yeah.
Now what happens with the, you see, the Nigerians have been around too long. I've got the book and I've got the app, but I've registered as one. Do I get 6 benefits? I mean,
you'll have to purchase the book and the app. So if you register the app, you don't register the full app. You'll only have access to travel.
Oh, you guys are clever.
Yeah.
Huh? No, there we go. Anti-Nigerian. Huh?
So you won't have access to the full product. So you'll have to purchase either the book or the app. If you purchase the book and the app, you will have access to 6 offers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to circle back on the corporate side, because that actually is quite exciting. You know, we in my company, what I do for my sins, we quite fans of rewarding people. You know, we and the only way to really reward staff is you can give them money. But I find that experiences are better. I find that if a masseur rocks up on a Thursday and everyone gets a free massage, that goes a long way. You know, there's a lot of value. People talk about it and so on. So you called it Connect.
Yeah.
Now, that's a separate – are you saying that's separate altogether? In other words, let's choose a big corporate, because it wouldn't make sense for small. Let's take FNB, okay? So FNB gets this FNB Connect. They've got Connect. Sure. See how the mind's programmed, huh? So let's take FNB, okay? And they've got this massive pool of staff. Don't worry about the users, just their staff. And I know for a fact they are very heavy on incentivizing and rewarding their staff. I've participated in some of those programs. You actually white label it for them, or make a version for them with their own login, their own portal. Do they get different benefits in the sense that the company, the brand, can choose what to put in the app and how to disseminate it, so it's a separate engine?
Yeah, so basically with Connect is you can custom make the app. So we can choose 10 offers from beauty, 10 from dining, 10 from SPR, which is, you know, adventure or leisure, you know, and we can custom make the app. We can make it 20 offers, 30 offers, 100 offers, 200 offers, 300 offers. You know, with that app, we can make a national app where you can take 150 from Cape Town, 150 Joburg, 150 Durban, and combine it into one app, you know. So, and then it gets custom made. So when you go into the app, it's branded the Entertainer and, for instance, F&B.
I've actually seen that on the App Store.
Yeah.
I've seen that co-brand on the 100%. App Store. I can't remember actually who it was, but when I was looking for the app, you're right, it actually came up with someone else's brand.
So we've got loads of corporates globally that are part of this program. MasterCard's a big one. You know, we've got loads of other companies. So what they do is they'll purchase X amount of products, white label to their brand, and they will give it to either their premium clients or their private clients or their staff. And I mean, the great thing about for staff rewards is, you know, if you as a company give a reward or a product like this to the employee, they end up saving money, which gives them, you know, more income, you know, gives them additional income that they have to spend on other things, or they have to save, you know. So in essence, the company is helping them save money, you know, which is what you want to do.
Right, now we're going to get towards the end of the show, but we haven't talked about the merchant yet. Okay, now that's the most important thing. Mark just leans back and hands Nikki the phone. Dun, dun, dun. But what I actually want to do now is quickly take us through the merchant journey. And, I mean, there are merchants listening. How do they onboard? What are the benefits to the merchant besides the obvious? I mean, you're driving traffic. Take us through that quickly, Nikki, maybe just to wrap up.
I think that just being a part of the entertainer from a merchant perspective is great. I mean, like we discussed previously, you get new people to your restaurant all the time. You also – you thrive in an area that you may not have previously. I mean, I live in Foy's as well, the same as you, and I've honestly...
Well, how come you haven't got us even more deals there? What's wrong with you, girl? Come on.
No, we honored, good. I promise. But I personally have explored more Foy's than I've known previously, and I've lived there for probably about 15 years.
Well, that's also because the roads keep freaking changing. Every day is a different
way. Yeah, but it is. It's exciting, and we try, you know, chat to our merchants as much as possible, let them know what we're doing from a global perspective. We get them mentioned on cool shows like Cliff Central.
Oh, and thank you.
All the marketing that we do, we love our merchants. Yeah, so we market for them as well because we want people to love the merchants that we love.
Okay, so just is there an onboarding process? I mean, it's as simple as they can go to the website. Do they need to contact you? You know, obviously their cost is that they're giving away one for one. I'm assuming that's kind of where it is, or if we can't really get into that, cool, just nod. But yes, you're bringing people to me. If I was a restaurateur or someone in the entertainment industry and you came along to me and said, I will bring people to you and this is how, and all you have to do is give one when they buy one. And let's be honest, some of the margins these guys make, they're covering it. How do they onboard? Do they go to your web? Do they call you? What do we do there?
So basically, you know, we've got sales guys on the ground. They go out and see the merchants. So they'll come and chat to the owners, explain the product, tell them what it's all about if they don't know the product yet. And obviously the other option is for them to get in contact with us. You know, they can give us a call or drop us an email. And then they can obviously let us know, listen, they're very keen on coming on board, or can we send the sales guys there to explain to them a bit more what the product is about? You know, and then we'll sit down with them and explain to them the benefits, how it works, and everything we can do for them.
My last question, and then I got to wrap it up, is there, and I should know this because I have used the app, is there an opportunity for customers, users I'm talking about, to have like almost a TripAdvisor type environment? So they can actually say, you know what, I had a cuck experience at that place. And the reason I ask that question is twofold. Is one, it does warn maybe me not to waste my time going there, but more importantly, it lets the merchant know, or you guys feedback. Is that a feature?
Yeah, so you know what, first of all, just going back on that, you know, when we sign up merchants, we're quite, you know, quite sticky with who we get on board, and we really, you know, we research from our side as well, because we really want to get, you know, absolute winners on board. So from that side, you know, with our merchants, generally we have amazing merchants, and you won't really have a bad experience. The great thing about the app is inside the app, there is an option after you've redeemed. There's a TripAdvisor, so we've integrated with TripAdvisor. You can write a review, you can rate the restaurant right then and there, and then you can also obviously share it on social afterwards.
That sounds awesome. Guys, thank you. Thanks for coming through today. It's definitely a great offering. It's a value proposition, and I encourage everyone to definitely try it. I mean, as I said, I've used it, I've saved, so it's awesome. So until next time, keep your screens clean and your knobs shiny.
This is CliffCentral.com.